and welcome to the
McAnally's Podcast Official Dresden Files Quiz of 2026.
Get ready for the ultimate Dresden Files Trivial Pursuit, spanning the first 8 novels, written by our very own host, Maggie. And listen to hosts Tanzan and Jess prove their knowledge, reading comprehension, and extreme hilarity. Humility. Here's how this will work, folks. In order to not have several hours of dead air as we write in our answers, we're cutting all of that out, so you won't have a longer than a second or two to consider your own answers. So if you really want to test your own mad Dresden skills, we recommend you head on over to McAnally's.ca and take the quiz for yourself. Or just listen as we tackle the
McAnally's Podcast Official Dresden Files Quiz of 2026.
Good luck, have fun, and come let us know how you did. You're listening to part 2, covering questions 97 through 155.
Okay, let's head back to, let's start again at Stormfront. So after the soul gaze, what animal does Harry compare Johnny Marcone's soul to? Once again, Jessica's doing the creepy stare at me and write on her board thing.
I'm going to say tiger.
I also said tiger.
Badger, badger, badger.
Well, first I wrote down snake. I was like, nah, that's not right. I was like, snake, badger, badger, badger. But I changed it to tiger.
Tiger. I wrote down tiger and lion and I crossed out lion.
It was a tiger. Good job, guys. Sometimes it doesn't always pay to go with your first instinct.
My first instinct was tiger.
Okay.
I just also wrote down lion. I was like, no, I'm pretty sure tiger is correct.
I just wanted to write down snake, badger, badger, badger.
I don't know what that's from. I'm sorry. What is that from?
It's an internet video from like the early 2000s. Badger, 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 badger snake.
What's the name of the demon that the junkie sees following Dresden?
He who walks behind.
Correct.
Ding.
Woo.
Oh, look how successful a reread does. I mean, right.
Wait, what? You said you wouldn't.
I did not.
Tanya called in sick to work all week every day for me and a book, and she's just giggling to herself in the basement. She's like, let's fuck that bitch over. She has to be at a wedding. I'm studying the book.
No, I've been trapped in the Kindle Unlimited free thing that I got with my new Kindle.
Okay, full moon. What two potions does Harry want to make when, I phrased this obviously following something else because I was like, when he gets back home, but we haven't. Either way, I'll decide when I get your answers, I guess. So, yes, what two potions does Harry want to make?
But there's ones he does make in full moon.
Yeah.
But there was but two he's intending to make, and he...
Fuck. Is that too... Okay. If that's too confusing, we can...
Yeah, I got...
Okay, can I just do it for, like, bragging rights? Or do you need to say the other question?
No, that's fine. But yeah, I'll just try and get into another major pause. So, again, okay. In full moon, Harry wants to make a couple of potions. What is the two that he wants to slash does make?
I don't know that I have this.
Yeah.
I still don't know which ones you're trying to refer to, so...
Fast and invisible?
Okay, well, I just referred to the ones that I think that he already did and fucked up. Which was the energy caffeine boosty thingy and then the lusty love one thing that...
Okay. Half and half, yes. The love potion ended up being in Stormfront. Mm-hmm. But yes, he tries to do like a pick-me-up, like the night sleep in a bottle kind of a thing. And the imperceptible to werewolves. So the invisibility, which Bob is like, can't exactly do because werewolves are too...
So that was a 2-point question. We each got one.
I would say yeah.
Yikes. Even if I had reread that book, I don't think it would have helped me.
There's certain things she asked that I'm like, I have to pay attention for this in the next book when we get there. I'm like, oh dear. For the quiz from books 9 to 14 or 15 or whatever, I'm going to be like way more locked in. I'm like, I was paying attention to this shit. Right? This is his McDonald's order.
Right. Exactly. Hot jokes on you. He only ever goes to McDonald's like once.
In full moon. And I know what he ordered.
At the start of Grave Peril, where are Harry and Michael headed to? Ready?
Yep.
Answers?
I know I got it wrong, but
a children's wing of the hospital?
I said hospital, but then I thought, this is grave peril. That's the wrong book.
I will give you both half points for that.
I don't like half points, because... So no.
Oh, did they go to the graveyard first?
They went to Cook County Hospital.
Wait.
It wasn't just the children's hospital.
Well, I just said hospitals, so did I have to say the name of which hospital?
I was kind of hoping for. So I give you points. It was the hospital they were going to.
Tanzan, let's take 1 point each.
Okay, fine. It's the hospital. The answer is, it's the hospital. You get it wrong.
Thing is, I do think we somewhat should have known Cook County. I was trying to think that we knew the hospital name, and I thought it started with an M.
That's far off.
There is more than one hospital.
There's a lot of hospitals.
Okay, fine. At the hospital.
Do you know a quiz? A quiz is only as hard as you can bully the judge or of the point giver.
True.
Christ.
Okay. Who are they there for at the hospital? I don't know why she's giggling.
Tanzan, I gave you this like an hour ago. Agatha Hagelthorne.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, now I'm thinking too much.
Yeah. What did you, like an hour before, well,
what did Tanzan come up with?
I said charity, but like, honestly, I'm just overthinking now. Because I, like, this is like the only one that I know is like when.
When we were talking before you arrived, Mom. I was explaining something, and Tanzan's like, you just gave me that one. Guess what I did not do? Give you that one.
Yes, at the beginning of the book, when him and Michael...
That wasn't even the one that you gave me, technically.
Technically, it's not, but it still counts. Okay, quick, ask the one I actually did give her.
I don't know.
And I've already forgotten part of it.
Great, even better. It has to do with the baby's name.
That doesn't happen until, like, the end of the book.
What? I'm not Charity's baby, dummy.
And that's what's funny is that I've guessed Agatha Hagelthorne wrongly in the other one. I would have gotten it at some point if I just kept on saying the right, that answer over and over and over again. It's like, if it was multiple choice, just keep picking C.
Right? Okay, yes. What is the name of the baby they save?
Watch us get it wrong because I actually don't know. This is the one I thought I gave Tanzan, but I might not even be confident about it. Is it Ann Summers?
Yeah, Anna and Ann Summers.
And I'm fully relying on you, Jess.
I know. I'm like, what if I'm wrong, though? You shouldn't rely on me. I don't know
shit. Well, then you wouldn't get the point either.
That's true. That'd be pretty funny.
Allison Ann Summers.
God damn it.
You are the weakest link.
Yep. Cut.
Cut
that shit out.
That just boom. After the incident in the hospital, while waiting to get bailed out of jail, Michael and Harry are commiserating, bantering, and Michael says he'll say a prayer to St. Jude. What is St. Jude best known for being the patron saint of?
Hookers and leprosy.
I said lost causes and weird wizards.
Tanzan gets the point for that one. St. Jude is the patron saint of lost causes.
My Catholic is showing.
Yeah.
That's what that show,
originally I wrote hookers
was.
And blow, but you know.
That's better.
I thought leprosy might have a chance. Someone's the patron saint of leprosy.
You're not wrong.
Could have been Jude.
When they show up to bail him out, Susan says Michael and Charity seem like a beautiful couple. Harry says they got off to a good start. How did Michael and Charity meet?
Book 3 and 8 lore. He saved her from a dragon.
In stereo.
Here is the answer.
I'm sorry, it was a fire-breathing dragon.
That's implied by the word dragon.
So still a grave peril. Who hires Dresden to kick off the book? He's like his client who actually comes and hires him. Near the start, the first scene is them going to the hospital.
Yeah, a lot of people hire him.
That's such a weird thing for a private investigator.
I'm going to say Lydia.
It is Lydia.
Yeah, it's like Cassandra's Tears kid, Lydia.
Yeah.
Yes, perfect. That is correct for both of you.
What the fuck does Mab hire him in?
So I'm not telling you. What is Lydia's problem? What is Lydia cursed with?
You're welcome.
And now we'll never know if Jessica knew or not.
Cassandra's Tears, nobody believes her. I knew that already.
Sure, you did. It had nothing to do with Tans and...
Ask me the entire lore about Cassandra right now. Ask me who her brothers and parents are. I know the answer.
That's why.
Ask me who her sister-in-law is, okay? I'm going to tell you.
I know this because of your lore.
But they didn't go into all of that in the book.
Thank you for that memorable moment.
Give me your point.
All right, if you know so much about Cassandra's Tears... What was Lydia's real name?
Lydia?
Yeah, it turns out Lydia was not her real name.
Yeah, I know he knew it was a fake, but did we ever actually learn the real thing?
Apparently we do, because I'm asking you the question.
In that book?
In that book.
Prepare to be amazed.
I mean, I don't know if you can believe her or not, but...
Michelle Obama.
Tanzin.
Samantha.
Jessica. Gloria Estefan.
You should have gone with Streisand.
What's her name?
Barbara.
I don't remember that. I think you're a liar.
Would you like me to pull it up for you?
No, but I'm just going to tease you.
I would go by
liar.
Lydia, too, if my name was Barbara, though.
Honestly, sorry to all the Barbaras. Damn.
There's only one Babs.
She was much younger than me, so I didn't go to school with her.
People.
But my grade one teacher had a daughter named Barbie.
Dude, she wrote this whole quiz just to do personal anecdotes.
You made me sing one musical, and now that's all I can do for the rest of this, too.
I didn't. Just
there is one question in there that doesn't come with a personal side quest story from you.
Yeah. Probably. Can I help it if I lived a full and rich life?
Uh-huh.
All right.
You stop having life stories. You stop watching so many musicals. Or at least start watching the ones I watch.
You just have to watch some more of the old ones. She has to watch more of the new ones. Because mm-hmm. You both watch a lot of musicals. Summer Night. Who saves Harry in the Never Never after he escapes Aurora's trap? She tries to drown him in a mud pond.
Elaine.
Oh.
What'd you say?
I said the ogre girl. The one I can't remember her name, though, so don't.
Marvel. Maeve. Meg.
Meg? Is it Meg?
No. Meryl.
Fuck you, Meryl. I meant Meg.
Meryl.
Meryl. I thought it was the ogre girl. Would I get points if that's it? Who is it?
You would, but you were both wrong.
Ah, oh, fuck.
But now I know Meryl's in life.
Yeah, y'all gotta stop doing shit like that.
It's okay, I'll forget it by the time we get to it.
Meg, her name is Meg. Who the fuck saves him?
Thomas?
Is it Maeve?
It's the gatekeeper. Harry blasts himself out of the mud pond up into the tree.
Oh.
And then the gatekeeper comes along and is trying not to laugh at him.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I guess that was part of the books.
I was waiting for that moment, too, and I just didn't identify it with the mud.
Yeah.
Circumstantially.
Can I get a country of origin?
I was like, I really want to describe the part where he blows himself into a tree. I'm not going to, apparently.
Oh, okay. If you drew a tree, would that count?
Because
it's a great moment, though, nonetheless.
It is a great moment, which is why I figured you would remember the moment. But did you remember who found him there? Okay, so what does the gatekeeper give to Harry to help him finish his quest? Once he gets him down from the tree. Pants. Jessica's a side.
Hey, don't give her my answer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tanzin wasn't done writing yet.
What the hell?
I don't know. This is the wrong part, I think.
I don't know. For the record, Jessica, he just lost a boot, not his pants.
Yeah, whatever.
He said eye salve to stop the glimmers.
No, Harry makes his own eye salve.
But
no, wait.
He gets it from the gatekeeper
first.
Gives
a spell on his face?
Yeah, he does. Correct. He does get the eye salve to the ointment. He also gets a chip off the stone table.
So it's one of the two.
You got one of the two. Jessica got pants.
I don't remember that scene really at all.
Apparently.
I forgot about the chip.
Yes.
But the
anti-glamour ointment.
Glamour, that's the word I was looking for. I'm like, glimmer, yes. Shiny things. Yes. Can't see the illusion.
The fairies made.
Whee!
Yes. Okay.
And
well,
pants.
And pants.
The gatekeeper walked up and he was like, yo, your threads are bad.
I saw this coming. It wasn't a pretty sight. Here.
We're back to writing fan fiction.
In all fairness, he did have to undo his belt because that's where he'd gotten, the branch was stuck through his belt, but it did not cause him to lose his pants. He did, however, lose his... I think he lost the first...
This is his dignity.
His dignity, definitely. It was long gone by then. But yeah, I think he lost the first
boot
in the mud. And then
he can't deny that.
Gifts from the future.
Yeah.
That covers it all.
Right?
He gave him his whole life. Called him a starborn and spat in his face and refused to explain. And then he left.
Called him a starborn, stabbed him in the face, and then
spat
left.
Spat in his face.
Oh, the violence.
That's basically what
we
everyone
really
does.
We really do remember these books very differently.
Everyone says, Nina, Nina, you're a starborn. He says, tell me what that means. And they say, go fuck yourself.
And Harry goes, okay, I'm going to kill you now. Okay, Grave Peril. Where does Shiro, how, what, where does Shiro reveal to Harry how he became a Christian? Not where he revealed to Harry, but. To Harry, he reveals where, how he became a Christian.
After he immigrated, he wandered into a temple. Or no, that's how they tricked him into immigrating.
I said, accidentally through the Baptist church.
Yeah.
We both kind of half and half for that, because that is what happened. But it's because he went to an Elvis concert.
Oh,
and
right,
then they were like, who wants to meet the king? And next thing he knew, he was baptized.
What an idiot.
Okay, I don't feel like my answer is a good point.
Yeah, I'm not taking that one.
Technically, that was, how he,
The king.
He was a huge, it was after he immigrated, though. That's, You guys had the right aspects.
True or false? Did Shiro ever immigrate?
What diversion does Martin provide to allow Harry and Susan to slip security at the gala?
He drives his vehicle into the door.
I said he summons ghosts with no pants.
He sets off a bomb.
Which is it? You can't just shoot.
Oh, I remember who Martin is now. Sorry, I couldn't remember at all who it was. I was like, who?
Okay.
There's a big explosion, okay?
Yes. I like my answer better.
Your answer was funnier. Jessica was
line.
Correct, but then she changed her answer.
No,
so
I
guess
you
not.
I said he drove a car through the thing, okay?
You said there was a big explosion and
he
whole...
drove his car.
There was an explosion eventually.
It wasn't through the door, it was into the lobby, okay?
There's doors in the lobby.
Not anymore, they're not.
I'm taking that one.
Yes, you get that one. Yes, he drove his car into the hotel.
I'm at nine.
Oh! She's looking at my board. She's looking at my board, Mom. Mom, make her stop.
I will separate you two.
Where? Where will you move us to?
Huh. One of you will start having to yell your answers from the bathroom.
It's cool in there. Tanzan made it color coordinated. Everything's rubbed oil.
When they are getting chased by Denarians, what laundry room appliance does Susan hurl at the snake boy Denarian to get away? Oh, was it snake boy? Might have been the other one. It was the Denarian.
Dryer.
Yes!
That's what Tanzan wrote too?
Yep.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure I spelled it wrong.
D-R-Y-E-R.
Yeah, I-E-R. It's like, well.
Now the snake boy is dryer.
Oh, you would have, but I'm sorry. Spelling counts.
We both lose every question so far.
Just about.
Well, it was either going to be a washer or a dryer. I mean, it was really a 50-50.
You know what? I wrote down dryer and
then
I said,
actually an ironing board.
Did she throw an ironing board?
That's the only third thing I could think of.
She does use an ironing board as well, but that's not what the,
Dryer's more fun.
She uses a clothesline.
I mean, they had a table in there too. Like, really, there was,
Just a laundry basket, an empty laundry basket. Take this, you bitch.
Pants.
Yeah, pants. You threw pants. What does Murphy take off in the Red Cross building?
Dignity.
Okay, blood rights.
She got a boyfriend out of it. Did she really lose her dignity?
Keeping in theme with Harry's fashion crimes at least once a book, what does Thomas provide to Harry to wear after the Vampire when he ends up back at Casa Rafe? What does Thomas end up giving Harry to change into? And no, I will not accept just pants.
If I can't remember the exact word, but I describe it well enough, that's close, right?
Probably. If I know what you mean by it, then yes.
I don't know. It's a bathrobe.
80s porn vacation shirt.
A
monstrosity.
Tanzan, does that count as a description for a Hawaiian shirt? An 80s porn vacation.
That's what it's called.
Shirt.
Yeah, Hawaiian
shirt. I mean, if you'd called it a Tom Selleck shirt, maybe.
Oh, come on. You know what I meant.
That's like the
drawing.
Best. You should have just drawn an 80s.
I will give her a point just because that's funny.
Yes, it's. Obviously, she did remember what.
I don't know what kind of porn you're watching in the 80s.
Well, if you want to watch any vintage porn, that's all they wear.
Where do Harry, Murph, and Kincaid meet up to discuss their vamp killing plan?
IHOP.
Woohoo!
They all hopped.
You hopped. We all hopped.
The hip hop. Hip.
I gotta remember to keep giving myself points for the wins that I'm getting. I'm like, did I?
I'm locked into that first.
They were doing really great. They were nine. They were bashed at 9-9. Then all of a sudden, Jessica had like 117 and Tanzan had like 12.
I'd love for that to happen.
Wait, did I forget to
start? Yeah, yeah. Oh, because she's not writing them down. Yeah.
Huh?
What? Quick, Tanzan, look over here. Do not pay attention to the board. Look over there.
But who's Kincaid's old boss?
Before who we see him with the first time?
Yes. Yes. Ebenezer and Kincaid are surprised to cross paths.
Oh.
Yeah. So Ebenezer and McCoy are surprised to cross paths. And that's who Harry tells him. He's like, do you know who he used to work for?
I have a clarifying question, but I'm going to give it to Tanzan if I ask. So can I wait for Tanzan to answer and then give my clarifying question?
You don't have to wait for her to answer. She just has to stop writing. That's why you guys are doing the boards, so that once you've written it, you've written it. So
here. Where's my throwing?
Is it okay if I say father or son? I don't remember if it was Dracula or Dracul.
Oh.
Well, then I think you should remember.
I'm going to say...
I said it's Satan.
Oh, shoot.
You would almost think, given his nickname.
Dracul.
Choose one. Yes.
Thank God.
Vlad Dracul.
Thank God. Whew.
His son was just some namby-pamby pussy compared to...
Yeah. I really felt the heat from that one.
You did. Oh, you actually had to think.
Oh, no. I didn't
mean like that. I meant...
Oh, it's getting serious.
What is the one unburned place on Harry's hand?
Where the coin imprint is.
Medallion shape and palm.
Whee! Well done.
I drew a picture.
Oh, fuck you.
But that's Harry's symbol, not her symbol. Can you just draw a pentacle?
Sure.
It was the words that were important.
I drew a picture. I don't think it was to you.
Aside from being the movie he'd been showing at the time... Why was it Hammer Hands that attacked Clark Pell?
I said Pell was actually scared of Hammer Hands. How embarrassing.
Yeah, the only movie monster that ever scared him as a kid.
Correct. We don't know it was as a kid.
Shut up.
See, should have just quit.
That was the only one that ever scared me.
Harry finds out that the reason the summer court hasn't moved on the red court is because of what?
Tanzan?
The White Court is threatening to attack their borders and keeping them busy.
the Winter Fae are forcing their borders so that they can't go after the Reds.
Okay. I'm probably saying it right wrong by saying White Court, aren't I? The White.
That's vampires.
You winter. Lose. I'm winter.
No points for tans.
I'm trying to say winter.
I know,
you can
I
tell
know.
She had that.
I know
one.
You had
yes.
it. That's really funny, though, actually.
They're all like, got a little leg out. Okay.
The white vampires are just like, hey, we want to fight someone, too. Fuck you guys.
The Reds are scary. We should go against the fairies instead. Yes.
No, I will, because yeah, I could tell when you answered that one. That was so funny. No
points flubbing my words.
Right.
Yeah. It's actually very distinctly important, the White Council, the White Court, and the Winter Fae answer you those. If you didn't know that in real Dresden Files, you're super dead. Not just dead, you're super dead.
I need sound bites of how many times you've gotten the wrong one.
Okay, go back and find him, Ted.
Or Everett,
right
that
now,
I'm willing
the
to
only one that matters. Quiz, put your head in the game. In book one, what color is the fender? In book two, what color is the bumper? In book three... Oh, shit. This is all book questions, right? There's no short story questions?
Yes. No, I did not go into the short stories. Luckily for
you. I don't know anything about those.
Where did Harry and Murphy meet up to talk?
Denny's?
Walmart.
Oh, no!
Jessica!
Damn! I was like, I know it's the IHOP again, but I don't know where they went.
Oh, Walmart.
Oh. Ah! And how tall?
How tall is face?
Bonus question. How tall was the Walmart Garden Center chain link fence?
No! 15 feet.
12.
Oh, I honestly don't remember.
Fucking whore.
Oh, that's too funny.
15 feet
makes more sense, but... Oh, God.
How does Murphy get injured in the Walmart fight?
Looney Tunes slips on marbles.
Marbles. Courtesy of Harry.
Correct.
Some idiot.
Some idiot. Thinks this is Looney Tunes.
Wait, slips on Harry's Looney Tune marbles attack. Well done, guys.
I wish, honestly, the books had more of, like, an element of, like, the stage magic that he learned from his dad when he was a young kid and he just pulled, like, silly string out of his pocket or some shit sometimes.
Honestly, once in a while, that would be fun if he did a few more things
like
that.
You know, like, I'm a wizard. Pulls out handkerchiefs. Have him pull out handkerchief. Yeah. Pulls out handkerchief. Or is a flower that squirts water. I don't really know anything I'd be happy with. I guess I'm actually turning into a clown, not a stage magician, but there's a lot of overlap.
There's a few things.
Watch me levitate.
See, be like, this is where Harry should wear a hat. And he just, like, whips it off and then pulls out, like, it's like his fucking 357.
Why is the Statue of Liberty backwards? You're, like, pissed off, mister.
That would be useful in an attack. But, yeah, he whips off his hat and pulls out, like, his gun or something like that. It would work well.
It's funny because it's still a magician, wizard, or whatever, but it's even better because he learned it from his dad. He's like, this is the one thing I remember from my dad, this stupid fucking card trick or whatever. Or like you said, when he escaped from the place and he slipped those cuffs, he'd be like, you should just know from your dad how to slip cuffs. That would have been perfect. What the fuck?
I keep saying that. You should know how to do this.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean,
your father is turning in his grave.
I mean, I guess supposedly he was only 6 years old, but still.
I know,
but
still.
He should have been able to find, like,
still,
all his
dad. Who do you want to listen to more? Your dead dad's ghost or a pretty lady in your brain?
Right.
Tansen, what's Dresden's dad's name?
What's Dresden's file?
Martin. No.
Wrong.
Malcolm. Malcolm.
She got it wrong twice in a row, folks. I'm going to give myself another point for that.
I was just
facetious.
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 It's facetious. Next question I get wrong, I was being facetious.
Okay, well, let's see. This might be your opportunity.
No, I'm locked in. I know this one.
Okay, folks, you heard it here first. She's already locked in.
I've got this. Just give me the question.
Yeah, but... Death masks, which apparently you know nothing about the entire book. So, Bob tells Harry of a spirit he can contact for info about the shroud. What does Harry use for a homunculus? And what is
the down payment price.
Oh, how many points is this?
More than one.
I think 3 points. Tanzan, you go first.
Cabbage Patch Doll and a whiskey and cigar?
I said Cabbage Patch Doll, whiskey, and chewing tobacco.
Oh, the tobacco.
The Prince Albert's.
Yes.
Bullshit.
The cigar.
Two out of three.
I couldn't tell you it was out of three until you answered, because otherwise you knew how many parts
it was. Cigar has tobacco in it.
It does. But I will say, only hear the difference between the smoking it and the chewing it.
Locked in.
What is chlorophyll?
Damn it, you did it.
Plant monster, come on.
Why don't you just say plant monster?
What is a chlorophyll?
Okay.
What
STEM subject does Ivy prefer over magic? I'm pretty sure this has to be a STEM subject.
Yeah, it's a
very basic.
Basically, the in the name. Mathematics.
Oh, physics. I said physics.
Jessica is closer, but not correct. I was looking for more specific.
Arithmetics?
That is mathematics.
What's part of math, not physics?
It was calculus.
Oh, shit. Ugh, fine. Whatever. Neither of us get a point. Who cares? Stupid quiz.
18.
19.
Nick a nick.
How does the archive gain her knowledge?
Everything human writes down goes in the brain.
Yeah, anything written down. So, I mean, if something is wrong...
Yes?
She knows all the wrong answers, too.
Yes, but presumably she knows enough to be able to sort through that.
Yes, to know actually what is the right and wrong.
Yeah, I'm sure the introduction of Twitter. Probably the hardest job in the world. Ivy's had the hardest job ever since the invention of the internet versus all other archives before her. First, 100 archives basically had to remember 2 things.
Yeah, right? Although, I will say...
It was mostly just everyone's name being Grog.
There are only 2 names, David and Michael. They do say here, though, in this book...
Iago.
That's not what they say in this book.
That's Jacob, but who cares?
Everything that is written and spoken, which brings up some interesting points later on, which we will discuss later on. Okay, so since knowledge is power, and Ivy has such immense knowledge, and therefore power, what reason does she give as to why she needs a bodyguard in the first place?
She can't drive herself around. She doesn't have a license. Her feet don't reach the pedals.
She's too short.
Correct.
But that was a tricky way of asking.
Just trying to.
I started off 2 different ways before she finished the sentence. And I was like, oh, that's where we're going with this.
Where did you start off?
I don't know. I crossed them out as I wrote them.
Oh.
Who can remember that far back? Not me.
Who can say?
My pink marker died. It might be okay after a break, but it's fine. I have a black one with me.
Green and orange and blue. When Nicodemus grabs him, how does he incapacitate Harry?
Right when he grabs him?
Yeah,
when Harry wakes up.
After he snatches him at the hotel. How does he incapacitate Harry?
With fairy handcuffs and running water.
Tanzan, what did you have?
Yeah, puts him under running water and fake cuffs.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Is that 1 or 2?
Yes.
2 points?
Sure.
Fuck yeah. Literally doesn't matter when we literally get the same answer, but still.
I suppose if anybody's comparing what we're...
yeah.
Comparing with us, we should give ourselves the points, the ones that we get right. Why did I get 20 more points than you guys?
I think it still might end up a little bit questionable at the end. Hopefully,
it's for fun, people. It's not really.
Yeah, exactly. The worst case, I might. So if there's, but doing my best.
The reward for this is good job,
right? Fucking job.
Which I can give you that right now. Good job.
Thanks. Good job, Tanzan.
Oh, thank you.
Good job, Mom.
Yay! Mm-hmm.
The dopamine is all around. Feel satisfied.
While we're feeling good, multiple choice.
A. No, wait, I take it back.
Haha, there is no A. It starts at C. What is the relationship between Deirdre and Nicodemus? C,
father and daughter. E, husband and wife. D, boss and employee.
Okay, I'm gonna say C, but if you did this backwards to fucking confuse them, I'd be pissed. It's the first thing you said.
What is the answer?
It's C, the father daughter.
Father daughter. C, which is also A.
Jessica's board is all just like scribbled out. It's funny, you can tell that yes, the board is just absorbing all the ink now and not erasing anything.
It doesn't erase anything anymore. My answers are just on top of each other, which is why I'm writing down everything I know, so I can always say I got it.
I did notice your answers have all become like essay length instead of like one, two words.
It depends. If you ask simpler questions, I won't have to explain myself so bad.
Blood writes, what weapon does the unseen assailant use on Harry while he's on the phone in Genosa's office?
Poison dart gun. Blowgun.
Yes. Poison blood dart.
Blood dart. Blood dart.
What fancy new magic gizmo does Harry use in the fight when the Black Court vamps jump him and Lara and Thomas and stuff like that? What fancy new magic gizmo does Harry use in this fight that we haven't seen before? Or?
Bear belt.
Bear belt buckle.
Bear belt buckle. Good job, guys.
I think we can increase it to at least two books now for memory.
Woo!
I guess that could, technically that would be three books.
This whole time we've been working on your memory and we didn't even know it.
No, these are just more hard questions in some cases. What's the names? What? When's your birthday? It's a whole fucking month. I don't know which
month. I got it! That was the answer!
Which month?
Which
I
month?
Never know.
I was going to say which month would be.
I'm fairly certain if I just said happy birthday to you at any given point, you'd be like, yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you. That's facts.
This is true.
It was a trick question. It was every day.
What is the name for a grave peril? What is the name for a ghost whisperer in the Dresden verse? Like what title name thing do they call a ghost person in the Dresden verse?
Medium?
Claromancer?
Oh.
Claromancer.
I don't know how to spell it.
Right, that weird...
Chiromancer.
Do you want a moment to percolate that, Tansen?
Ectomancer.
The correct answer is ectomancer.
Dang! Dang!
I am taking that point.
I already gave it to you.
Dang!
All right, do you know the full name of the ectomancer that Harry goes to?
Was a lot of names.
I said Morty von Schlepp-Spechterhausen.
I said David Morty Mortimer.
Mortimer. Oh, yeah. Mortimer. Fuck.
Because everyone's name is David or Michael, right? Definitely not Michael.
Except for this point. I don't know. Do I give you guys half a point for Morty or do I just say you guys are lame?
I don't remember his first name. I was trying to think of how Letterman.
You do remember his first name.
Introduces him onto the show.
It's apparently his last name you don't remember.
Oh.
Mortimer Lindquist.
Oh.
Lindquist. Oh.
So I would have accepted Mortimer or Morty. But yeah,
sure.
It's not Van Splatter Splinkle, and it's not David.
Well, we were close.
I am glad at least that y'all got Morty out of it. He is more commonly referred to, so.
Oh, those names, dates, times, places.
Lot, events of the book.
Does Harry soul gaze with Morty?
No.
Never.
He does not want to look in there. Summer Night. Can you name all seven senior council members?
No.
In Summer Night.
Yes.
Is this 7 points?
We'll see what the answers are and if it's worthy of a point per or not. That would make some sense, though.
Okay. You go first.
Merlin, McCoy, Martha Liberty, Injun Joe... Gatekeeper, Ancient Mai, and the guy that I can't remember that's Percy or Perry or something.
Okay, I got all that, and I said Arthur's friend Simon.
I had Lucio crossed out, because I don't think she's on the White Council, or like the senior council.
No.
But Percy, what?
Ebenezer, Ancient Mai, Merlin, Arthur Langtree, Engine Joe, Gatekeeper, Martha Liberty, and then Arthur's friend Simon.
I love that your Injun Joe is Engine.
I know. That's wrong.
Once more, I like to correct that, and it is Injun.
Yeah, I know.
That's funny though, because I do remember her saying that when we got to that, because she had listened to me listening to them for so long. That she always thought it was Engine Joe, not Injun Joe for, which is
I didn't understand why that was politically incorrect. Lots of people work on engines.
No, that's not what I said. I'm not that dumb.
Okay, you both got 6 out of 7.
Who's the friend?
Simon.
I got his first name!
However...
Oh, he died.
He's dead by then.
I was going to say, I would have accepted him or McCoy. Because they
have McCoy the same, takes his place.
Takes his
Who's
place.
Who's the fucking friend?
It's nobody's friend. Except maybe the Merlin's.
Yeah, he's the Merlin's friend. That's why I said Arthur's
Harry
friend.
Percy, Arthur's friend. Sorry.
What?
Elrond Lafortier.
Ah, Lafortier. That's what it is.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You both got 6 out of 7.
Which is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if there might be.
I think.
I'm happy with 6 points out of 7.
I think that legitimately was only one of those was going to trip us up, and it did. And you only have Martha Liberty from the last quiz.
I remembered her at some point. I just didn't. She's so.
Shouldn't do anything.
She doesn't do anything, yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever I think Martha Liberty, I think of the Captain America female version, but like.
Peggy?
Yeah, but like the night, or like a pinup on a bomber flight, you know, like that. That's what I think of every time. I'm like, weird
name.
Weird thought for a wizard council.
And sorry, just that's kind of what you see her position as, is like she's as useful as like.
No,
every
time her name comes up, I think of being a pinup girl on a.
That's how you picture her.
40s.
Tess thinks she's hot.
Yes, totally.
It's just, that's what I was trying
she
to
She sort
see.
Of also
that's
looks like she... Betty Boop. It's weird. It's a weird thought.
That is really funny considering the actual description of Martha Liberty is nowhere near that.
Yeah, I don't really remember her.
Yeah,
so
she's
okay.
Like an older gray-haired black woman. I totally think
that's
Betty
awesome.
Boop. I can see how that's what.
Well, originally. Oh, gosh.
Which is fine. We all get those things like locked into our, but it's just kind of funny that that's where your brain has gone because, yeah.
Mundungus.
It's just the name.
Mundungus from the Harry Potter movies, totally badly cast. Not at all what I remembered when I read the books. Imagine.
Some kind of fungus.
I don't think I remember him being that off, but I would have to.
I'd love to describe it, but ever since I saw the movies, I couldn't remember what I thought of in the books.
Which
I just know
which.
It was wrong when I saw the movie the first time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Okay. Still a summer night. What is the function of the summer and winter night? Why does their position exist?
I said it's to protect the royal ladies, the queens and ladies, but also to be able to act outside of the fae rules.
Yeah, I said to do jobs, go places that fae can't, lie, cheat, interfere, create balance, and hold the mantle.
Okay, I think
if we write a long enough paragraph,
that's right. I'll get it.
It's mostly that, you know.
Yes,
things they can't do.
I will. Yes, that is the gist of it.
Okay,
yes,
so we got it
to do. Yeah, the dirty work concerning anyone not directly connected to the courts, and yes, they do
turn in every 1 point
outside.
Question
outside.
Into a
they
question.
Yeah, they get to cheat and lie.
34. Wait, what? How dare you?
34. Neck and neck.
How'd you do that? How dare you? Oh, it's because I lost that stupid Walmart question. No, I was going to say,
yeah, there was one, like, easy one that you gave up or something.
I don't remember what it was, but I lost it.
Yeah, you said Denny's.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it was that one. I think it was later than that. I don't know.
Roll the clip. What disguise does Harry use to get into Ronald Rule's building? Because apparently Mr. Fancy Pants artist guy lives in a...
Delivery driver.
Flower delivery.
Yeah.
Flower delivery, yes. DFTD guy.
I knew it was some kind of acronym, but I was like, I better not write that down because I'll make it wrong.
That's okay. You got the important part. The flower delivery, yes.
Housekeeping.
Who, what, if, how does Harry find in Rule's apartment? Who's there when Harry goes to break into it? Tansen's locked in. Jessica, do you have an answer for us? Time is running out. Jessica.
I think I'm wrong. It's the Clydesdale guy.
I said the thug ogre. But he's
Tanzan
disguised
is
as
correct. Oh, shoot. It is an ogre, is what is in there.
Wait,
but he's in his human form as a thug, though. Right?
Wasn't that the Clydesdale dressed up as a thug for the other guys?
Is that the same one? Like, he ends up being.
I thought that's who he was, because he was faking it. Was it right?
I don't know.
Am I wrong?
I don't know. Let's not answer any questions right now, shall we? I'm still waiting.
No, she's ahead if I don't get that.
Okay, this might even it back up. I don't know.
Oh, dear.
Do we know the ogre's name? Given the blank stares you both just gave me, I'm guessing not. Don't give it to her. Jessica, don't you be cheating.
He's a sir. He's a sir something.
Grum.
Grum.
What? She got that too? What the shit?
Sir Grum, apparently.
Because I still think it's the Clydesdale guy. The fuck? What's happening here?
It's awesome.
I did get in the lead once that last time.
Yeah.
Too. See how long it lasts.
Great. Or a guy can give me this
five,
one.
Five, four,
oh, yeah. Right. Okay.
She's like, I will never forget that now.
Tanzan, I've given you so many. Can you just tell me a story real quick about the dressing aisle?
So Cassandra's tears.
No, we did not. Can you put Looney Tunes beat up sounds.
Pow, kapow.
Yeah.
Right here. We got to.
I want a proven guilty question right now. Tanzan doesn't remember the most recent book.
She does, but okay. Proven guilty. Rollins is already convinced of Nelson's guilt. True or false?
True.
False.
Tanzan gets it right.
Wait, what was the question?
Rollins.
He thinks that he thinks he's innocent. I said that.
Yeah,
he thinks he's innocent.
Rollins
is convinced
is already
of his
convinced
guilt.
Of Nelson's guilt.
Shoot. That's what I meant. I just didn't understand the question. God damn it.
Welcome to almost every test I took through, like, elementary
God
school.
Damn it.
Wait, no, I thought it was the...
I won't take the point, but I want everyone to know I knew that.
I was kind of surprised that you...
Yeah.
But okay, that'd do it.
Like, he was convinced he wasn't guilty is what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. So hard.
If it was in front of me, I could have already read it.
How does Harry manage to get a hot shower the morning after his car gets rammed?
Lash imagines it for him.
Yeah, he doesn't. He gets it from the Fallen in his mind.
Okay, yes.
The Fallen Temptress, Lash. I was like, what? I know her name. But he doesn't actually get it, because you're like, he could probably freeze to death.
Probably, yes. Right. But yes, Lash.
Because his lips are blue when he leaves the shower.
Correct. But she makes it so he thinks. Who does Darby Crane turn out to be?
Magical Wraith.
Nice. Well, I said cousin to Thomas, like Rip Vampire.
Mm, ooh, also correct.
But more of
you didn't ask for his name.
I guess I should have been more specific. I was looking for his name, but I don't know.
Magical Wraith. I'm taking the point.
All right. All right. I will give you the point because, yes, I did not specifically say his name. All right. Do you remember his lawyer's name? Full name? First and last name of Darby Crane / Magical Race lawyer guy?
Froggy.
Glau.
Lucius Glau. Yes.
Don't remember the Lucius part. Is that a point or not?
I'll give you the point for Glau. I honestly didn't really think either one of you would remember Lucius.
All right, I'm at 40.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 36, 37, 38.
Instead of chalk lines, like in Blood Rite, what does Harry use to set up his spell around the convention? So I don't know if we made a point of it, but essentially
Play-Doh.
I think
blue
he makes
Play-Doh.
I guess blue. Yeah.
Yes, he,
blue for protection.
Basically, this is the same
Because you didn't like that it could just be cleaned up.
And we argued, it's being hidden.
Yes. But yeah, I was going to say, I don't think he describes it or calls it as such, but I'm like, it is essentially the same spell because it's doing the same thing.
Yep.
It's catch a, it's a net to catch things.
Yeah, and send it back.
Yeah.
But yeah, but in the other one, yeah, he uses the chalk line and the mirror to flash it back. This, he uses the Play-Doh and like his whole ritual thing. I'm like, Gwen, you just grab a mirror again, Harry. When Crane kidnaps Harry and Rollins, where does he take them?
Full Moon Garage!
Woo! In stereo! That was cute because I was like marking down my question. So I looked up and you guys both said it like the second I looked up. That was awesome.
I like that you also looked at me to see it.
We know it's coming.
We had that.
Who shows up while Molly is using the shower in Harry's hotel room?
Charity.
Murphy.
Charity and Father Fort Hill. And then afterwards, Murphy comes and makes fun of him and deserves, because he deserves being punched for it.
I would like to say Murphy comes and then Molly gets out of the shower and then Charity and Fort Hill take Molly away and then Murphy comes back again to yell at Harry.
Tanzan gets the point for
damn!
This.
Damn!
Charity and Fort Hill show up while she's in the shower.
Darn, I thought she was already out of the shower by then.
No, she magically steps out right then. Harry's like, if she had just waited another minute, I could have said, hey, Molly's here or
lame
whatever.
Life.
But
then he gets popped.
And then
lame life.
I want you to ask what music was playing in the helicopter, damn it.
Yeah, but see, some of those are the easy peasy ones. So it's like, did I go for the super? Okay, Jessica, you might be able to get back on top with this one. Well, not. Again, because it's only like 1 point, not two. But how does Harry maneuver Green and Rick into backing off interrogating Molly? It was more, yeah, it was like what does he use to?
Lydia the recorder is hiding behind, ready to pounce on them and ask questions.
I said she's underage and there's no parent present.
Yes. More technically, I was looking more for Jessica's answer. That's how I use this to maneuver it into it. Is that her name wasn't Lydia, though. It was Linda.
Linda, fuck.
Linda Stern.
Oh, so that's...
Yeah, I will give the point to that because, yeah, it is because she is underage and that's when she hops in. But basically, yeah, because they're all willing, like, whatever, you can't do anything about it. And then she jumps in and goes, well, I have it on record that you just did that. So they're like, fuck you.
So who gets the point?
Jessica gets the point for that one. Yeah, it was... With Susan's replacement at the Arcane, bust their balls a little on that one. You were not incorrect. You weren't, yeah. It's the only problem. I tried to be pretty good with most of these, but occasionally it is a little bit hard to... Death Masks, is the archive human or a supernatural being?
Human.
Human.
Correct.
It's like, I don't want to overthink this one. I think she's human.
Yes, Harry assumes she must be something else, and she's like, no, I'm just a human girl. Summer Night, what does Harry get from Mother Winter?
The thing she's knitting. A cloak? A blanket?
I said, what unicorn pants?
We have pants and a cloak.
Whatever she was crocheting or knitting.
It was knitting, yes. It was an unraveling spell.
I guess that's a no.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was the thing she was knitting.
Yeah, I just couldn't remember what she was knitting. I was like, what was she knitting? What,
yeah, I don't think they ever really say. He just gets like a little square of cloth from her.
Yeah. It's fine.
She had the gist, but she couldn't quite get there.
I was writing down options. I'm like, what the fuck was she knitting? Doilies? Like a tablecloth?
Doilies? It's a doilies for me. I'll give it to Murphy.
Yeah, pants.
Her house.
She's knitting or crocheting some shit, but I don't know what. Yeah. Yeah, honestly, Murphy wouldn't notice.
We'd be like, why the fuck are you giving me this dress? What kind of misogynistic...
I have enough.
Chauvinistic bullshit is this.
Yeah, I think misogynistic, not chauvinistic.
I don't know. A little bit of either or. Blood Rites. How does Papa Wraith try to kill Harry at Chateau Wraith the first time they meet?
Well, I'll commit anyway.
He sticks the youngest daughter on her to awaken her hunger, and her name is, like, fox-related.
Well, I said six his youngest daughter for her first kill, so...
Yeah.
I put six Inari on him for her first kill.
Inari, that's her name!
Does that have to do with foxes?
I thought it was, yeah, I thought it was... Yes. Like, we got most of it, though, I think.
You both got that correct.
Neither of us could remember her name, but whatever.
Yes. I just love that we all use the term sect on it.
That's what he did.
That is exactly what he did.
Go forth, hungry one.
Go forth.
I agree. The first time he met Harry, though, is not correct. Like, the first time he met Harry was with his two twin weirdos on the front porch. So that kind of, like, whatever.
Oh, said that before. Well, I meant as opposed to, like, yeah, later, like, on when he does deeps, things, yeah, to kill him and stuff. But sorry, yes, I meant after their first meeting. Sorry.
Okay.
But yeah, you guys got it. He didn't technically try to kill
I'm
him.
Glad before. I committed.
Me, yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes. I'd already written it down before you added that.
I could have given you a clarification for
if that was fine.
But it turned out okay. Is good. You got it. Why?
How did he try to kill Harry the second time?
The third time, the fourth time, the 75th time. Why was Inari unable to kill Dresden? Inari?
Thomas came in and helped Harry hold her off.
I said, 12, because it burns, from Susan.
And Tansen gets a point! Yes, he is still protected by Susan's love.
Gross! That's why I don't remember that shit. Okay, Tans is way too far ahead. I need some mom.
I'm trying.
If you tally the first game, I think you're still ahead.
Okay. Proven guilty. Four phages try to enter the con, and Harry rebuffs three of them, sending back at the summoner. Which one gets through to the hotel?
I don't know if that's a good sign or not, but Jessica's face is contorting into weird shapes.
I don't know if that's helping her think or not.
Can I just name all the phages and not the one who made it through?
No, because that's not the question. Which one is in this scene? Have we locked in answers?
Well, I don't remember his name, but I remember his description.
I think it's Hammerhands.
It's the guy that kills with a hook. He's the Michael, like the Friday the 13th Michael knockoff.
And if it's not him, then it's Pumpkinhead.
Sadly, it's neither one of those.
Because he's the one that guts, like, the bunch of the people in the theater. Like,
that is definitely one of the horror, but at the point where Harry...
I can't remember his name, though, because he was, like, the Friday the 13th knockoff.
Yeah. No, but at the point where Harry stops three out of the four, the one that gets through is the alien.
Oh, fuck. There was the alien, too.
That was...
I was thinking the wrong event part.
Yeah, sorry. The alien impersonator.
Get away from her, you bitch!
That's the one that of, yes, of those
I
ones.
Was thinking of the wrong occasion. There's
yes.
a lot of phages.
There were a lot of phages. That's what I tried to...
I think I had the occasion.
And I think you remember just about every other one aside from, but...
Chucky. It was the Chucky wound.
It was the Chucky. Yeah.
Just kick his head off.
When they've gone to St. Mary's to hide out.
What book?
Sorry, we're still in Proven Guilty. I like it. They've gone to the church to hide out. Which book? They do that in like six of the eight books we've done.
And so. They do it like 10 times in Proven Guilty.
Yes, but after the attack and that at the Carpenter house. And Fort Hill comes to talk to Dresden in the chapel. He removes his collar, offers his flask, and says if Dresden doesn't want to talk to a priest, perhaps he would like to share with his blank.
Bartender. Hey, bartender.
I like that Toby Keith one.
Oh, your page looks like mud.
Yep.
I like this bar.
Hope on the rocks. Hope on the rocks.
Oh.
At the end of the day. The bartender at the end of the day.
I don't think I know that one.
I don't think that clears it up for me.
My boss played it one time. It was the first time I ever heard that song. I said, this song's great. And then I played it a lot for the rest of the week. And then my boss said, I wish I never showed you this song.
I know quite a lot of Toby Keith, but I am not familiar with that one. Apparently, I just know all his, like, main... What are the phobophages' official name? What does Harry finally figure out what they are?
In Latin.
Remember their fucking proper name. Phobophages are scary. They're also Mab's guard in their fae.
Correct.
I think Gretchen Wieners can answer this one best.
I think she could.
Fetch is.
Don't make that work.
Thank you, Gretchen and Jessica.
I'm not. Yeah, that's not. Wait.
What?
No, I asked for their official name.
Yeah.
So you gave me what their job title, but...
But they're fake.
Yes. Yes. How about when they're leaving the church and Harry introduces Thomas to Charity? Where does Charity recognize Thomas from? How does she know who he is? What penny drops, what bell rings, what's her link association?
You took my hubby to a strip club.
Yeah, that's what I wrote.
Except for the hubby versus husband, that's exactly what Jess wrote.
I wrote, you took my husband to a strip club bar.
That is correct.
I like that we both did the quote.
I know. So yeah. There you go.
48.
46.
Tamsin is keeping her lead. Summer?
Only because I don't know anything.
Summer night. What's the importance of the doctor's valise Harry brings with him to the battlefield?
It has iron toot-toot weapons inside.
I said it has box cutters in it for the little folk.
Ooh,
darn. It has toot-toot inside?
Yeah. That's kind of half points. It has toot toot as well as the box cutters inside of it.
CCC, it how it has a plus mark here. I didn't just write that. It said that the whole time.
It didn't just say toot toot weapons. It said toot toot plus weapons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I swear. It was there the whole time. 100%.
No point.
Did it? I don't know, Jess.
That's crazy.
I didn't put the little people were in it. I said that it was just the box cutters.
I didn't put box cutters, but I did put two. It's fine. We both won't take it. Then it's still even.
I'm sorry, Jess. Do you need that point?
Kinda.
Well, you were 7 points up in the first game.
Yeah, officially, altogether, I'm...
Yes, she was 7 ahead of you.
110 points.
So you're still 5 points up.
I guess, but still.
Round one, round two, round one, round two.
Well, hello, baby boy.
I don't need to win, okay? I just need to not be stupid about the Dresden Files, this thing that we spent for 5 years on.
Plus all the recreational time.
Yeah, plus all that. The decade or more before.
Okay, let's see if you can get the bonus question. Going back to book one, Stormfront. You both, in theory, should get this, but Jessica, you also should have a better...
Well, she's jinxed me now.
Yeah.
I've only ever done 2 reads.
Yeah. An advantage. Okay. Can you guys, not necessarily in its entirety, you get if you don't get the thing, but if you can properly sort of pinpoint, what is my favorite quote from the audio version of Stormfront?
Yours?
Mine. So I said, Jessica might have a slight advantage of this because she lived through years of it, but it is a bonus question, so I don't actually expect it.
Yeah, I know this one.
And you didn't bring any?
Whoosh, bang, ding?
I don't know. Talking about pizza.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. Conversation. Haven't you ever had pizza before? Of course I have. And you didn't share.
Oh, and you didn't share. Shoot. Does bonus question get a mark?
Are you happy? Yes, Jessica, you got a point back. Are you happy?
Yeah, whatever. That's only mildly about the Dresden Files. ask me 10 more questions about your life. I'll get those too.
Good luck, folks. Were you paying attention that first book?
No kidding. We cut out the 400 times you brought it up. They might not get that.
That's why it's a bonus question. Okay.
Oh, you don't want anecdotes? How about?
All right, Tanzin. What does guard play in the chopper when they are after the Denarians?
OMG.
March of the Sugar Plum Fairies.
It's the Flight of the Valkyries. It's by Wagner.
That's what I wrote.
He spelled Valkyrie really weird.
It was something famous like that, but you know.
Just
sugar plum fairy
in the helicopter is much funnier though.
But I just don't listen to her, so I
That's so funny. You heard my thoughts.
I was like, if she
gets that one, I get the fucking helicopter and you asked it. I was like, zoom, 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 zoom. Ask it, ask it, ask it.
See, 5 years and however many more of that studying these books and we are picking it. It's just like magic by osmosis here. Really.
And which movie reference was it?
You've been listening to the
McAnally's Podcast Official Dresden Files Quiz of 2026.
The current going tally for round two, I'm at 106 and Jess is at
112.
Damn. Join us again for the next portion of the quiz. See how we fare.